Well, having heard that the Lord is leading the church here to fellowship concerning the book of Genesis.
听说主带领这里的教会在借着创世纪一同往前。
So I thought one of the most wonderful revelation in the book of Genesis is this wonderful God who is called the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob.
借着这本奇妙的书《创世纪》，主向我们启示，他是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
The whole purpose of the Bible, the first main purpose, is to show us this living God.
整本圣经的目标，特别是这头一个的这个目标，就是要把这位神向我们启示出来。
Not in a doctrinal way.
不仅是不是道理上的启示。
But in a living way.
而是一个活的启示。
That is why God called himself the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac and Jacob.
这就是为什么神称他自己是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Because of his interaction with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各有来往。
I always appreciate a Bible written in a living historical way.
我一直都非常宝贝，圣经是这样一个活的历史，说到神。
Look at the Holy Scriptures.
这是圣经。
The first five books of Moses.
头五本书是摩西所写的。
Then of course you have the historical book.
当然也是历史的书，然后之后有历史的书。
How God led his people out then into the good land, and you have the kings and the chronicles, the history of the people of Israel.
神带领以色列百姓出埃及，进到美地，然后有王，有各样的朝代，这是神带领以色列人的历史。
So the Bible is not written in a doctrinal way.
所以圣经并不是以一个教训的方式写出来的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because this living God,
因为这位活神呢，
has much to do with us, with the human beings, with the people.
与我们，与人类，有非常深的关系。
He wants us to know him.
他要我们认识他。
He wants us to interact with him.
他也要我们与他有来往。
It is the history of how this God communicates with people.
所以这是神与人交通的一个历史。
In Genesis, in the beginning, God created everything.
在创世纪的起头，神创造了万有。
It's called Genesis, right?
所以称作创世纪。
Meaning to say the beginning.
意思就是说到这是起头。
God created everything.
神创造了万有。
And of course, the most wonderful creature is Adam and Eve, the human race.
当然最宝贝的这个受造之物就是人亚当和夏娃。
He created so many things.
他创造了许多东西。
I don't see God communicating with the animals.
但是我没有看见神在这里与他所创造的动物有交通。
He didn't communicate with the monkeys or donkeys or turkeys or whatever keys.
神没有与这个猴子、与驴、与火鸡、各式各样的活物有交通。
But from the very beginning, when God created man, God began to communicate with man.
但是，一开头神创造了人，神就开始与人有交通。
And he showed man what he wanted.
他就启示给人他心里所要的。
He opened his heart to man.
他把他的心向人敞开了。
And he showed Adam the tree of life, right?
他给亚当看见这个生命树。
And he told Adam what not to eat, what to eat.
他也告诉亚当什么不可吃，什么可吃。
So there is a wonderful communication with man.
所以在这里，神与人有非常美好的交通。
Man was created in a very special way.
并且人是有特殊的方式来制造的，来创造的。
And man was created in his image to know him, to communicate with God.
人是照着神的形象来创造的，好能够与神有交通。
Really wonderful.
真是美好。
Man is very special.
人实在是非常的特殊。
Right. So when you read Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, you can really see what a wonderful fellowship there was with God.
所以你读创世纪第一章、第二章，你就可以看到神与人之间有何等美好的交通。
Unfortunately, the serpent came in.
但是很不幸的，那个蛇进来了。
And sin came in.
结果罪就进到人的里面。
Man was deceived by the devil.
人就受了魔鬼的欺骗。
And fell.
以至于堕落了。
And immediately after the fall,
人一堕落之后呢
This wonderful fellowship and communication with God was disturbed, cut off.
人与神之间的美好的交通就立刻中断了。
And the book of Genesis told us men continued to fall deeper and deeper.
然后创世纪就给我们看见人是越过堕落越深。
And went further away from God.
远离神
To an extent, men rebel against God.
到一个地步，人甚至背叛神，背逆神。
Became one with Satan.
与撒旦合一了。
When the Lord Jesus came, he called those religious people, supposed to be the best, right? the generation of vipers.
当主耶稣来的时候，对那些宗教徒应该说是最好的人来说，主说明他们是毒蛇的种类。
How terrible.
啊，多可怕。
This is a tragedy of the universe.
这是宇宙中最大的悲剧。
Look at the situation today.
看看今天我们所处的环境。
People not only didn't know God.
不仅人不认识神。
But they oppose God.
而且人是反对神。
They became God's enemies.
人成了神的仇敌。
They not only rejected God.
人不仅拒绝了神。
But they want to kill those who believe in God.
甚至今天人要杀害那些相信神的人。
Persecuted those who accept the Lord.
要迫害那些已经接受了神的人。
How terrible.
多可怕。
Then you can see, right, at the time of Noah, there was judgment.
所以我们看见在挪亚的世代，这个审判就临到了。
A terrible judgment.
啊，真是可怕的审判。
Man fell to such an extent that God just couldn't tolerate it anymore.
人堕落到一个地步，神没有办法再容忍人的情形。
Don't think there's no judgment.
所以我们不要以为啊没有审判。
Right from the very beginning of the Bible.
从圣经一起头就给我们看见。
After man fell.
当人堕落以后。
All the way to the time of Noah.
堕落一直到挪亚的时代。
Judgment came.
审判就临到了。
We all know the Lord Jesus is coming back, right?
今天我们都知道主耶稣要回来。
What does the Lord say?
主怎么说呢？
His return will be like the days of Noah.
主说他再来的日子要像挪亚的日子。
That means judgment will be coming.
换句话说，审判会临到。
So what are we going to do?
那我们今天该怎么办呢？
What is God going to do?
那神要怎么做呢？
Praise the Lord. Genesis again tells us.
赞美主，创世纪又告诉我们
God saved Noah.
神拯救了挪亚。
Not too many, right?
不是很多人呢、啊。
How many people?
一共有几位？
Eight.
八个人。
You know, the Chinese language is amazing, right?
中文呢、啊，很特殊啊。
The word boat, right? is a boat with eight people, right?
中国的船字怎么写啊？左边是舟，右边是八口。
Why not five?
为什么不是写五口呢
？Why not just one person?
为什么不是只写一个人呢
？Why not six？
为什么不是六个人呢？或者七个人
？Why eight？
或者八个？是八个人。
Where do you think they got that idea？
你想这个先人从哪里想到这样有这样的想法呢
？Right. We really need to see.
我们真是需要看见。
Every culture，
在每一个
of the human race，
在人类的每一种的文化里。
They all know the story of Noah.
人都知道挪亚的事。
Because we all came from Adam.
因为我们都是从亚当来的。
Right. So, don't think that's just a story.
所以不要想啊，圣经所说的只是一个故事而已。
No, it is not just a story.
这不仅是一个故事啊。
It is a real happening.
这是真实发生的事情。
One day, the whole world will know.
有一天，全世界都要认识。
But God saved Noah.
神拯救了挪亚。
And had a new beginning with Noah.
在挪亚的身上有了一个新的起头。
But unfortunately, even with that new beginning, there was another fall.
但是很不幸，有了这个新的起头，随后又有了堕落。
You all know the Tower of Babel.
你们都记得这个巴别塔的事情。
History repeated itself.
这历史一再的重演。
But God will not give up His plan.
但是神不放弃他的计划。
God will never be defeated.
神绝不会失败。
He will not force you. No, He will not force you.
神不会勉强我们。
He'll let you have your freedom.
神让我们有我们的自由。
You can do whatever you like.
你可以随你所要的去做。
But remember, there is judgment.
只是要记得，审判要临到。
So we do need salvation today.
所以今天我们实在是需要救恩。
In order to have salvation, you need to know the living God.
要得着拯救。我们需要这位活神。
Even for us Christians,
对我们基督徒来说
，Don't say, "Oh, I'm already saved."
不要心里说，哦，我已经得救了。
Well, you need to be saved to the uttermost.
主的话说，我们要被救到底。
Right, because there's still so many part of our being that is not saved yet.
因为在我们这个人里面，还有许多部分。没有蒙拯救。
So the Lord has to save us to the uttermost.
所以主需要拯救我们，拯救到底。
So it is really not easy.
所以这不容易的事。
But beginning at the time of Abraham.
但从亚伯拉罕的那个时候开始。
Beginning in chapter 12 of Genesis, right?
就是创世纪十二章开始。
God began to reveal something very wonderful.
神就开始。启示一件奇妙的事情。
His plan，
神自己的计划。
His purpose with man，
神在人身上的心意。
You see, even from Adam and Eve to Noah to Abraham, you can see that the revelation of God is always progressive.
从亚当夏娃的身上到挪亚的身上，我们已经可以看见神的心意是不断往前的。
At the time of Adam, you don't see it so clearly. Although the Lord has shown something there, God has shown something.
在亚当的身上，神已经给我们有一些的启示，但是不是那样的清楚，我们还不是那样的清楚。
Of course, we see Enoch.
能看到以诺。
A man walking with God.
一个与神同行的人。
Only one man.
但是只有这一个人。
Then at the time of Noah,
到了挪亚的时候
there is more progression.
又更进了一步。
God's work is always progressing.
所以神的工作是不断往前的。
Then you have one family instead of one man, right?
到了挪亚的时候就是一家不止一个人。
And you see the building of the ark.
然后你就看到他们在那建造这个方舟。
And then when you come to Abraham,
那么到了亚伯拉罕的时候
with Isaac and Jacob,
还有以撒、雅各
at the end you have 12 tribes of the nation of Israel.
末了神得作十二个支派这个整个以色列人
much better than an ark with one family, right?
比起一个方舟一家人这好得多了。
Aye, with Abraham, with Isaac, with Jacob, you begin to see God has a wonderful plan.
借着亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，我们慢慢就看见神有一个非常美好的计划。
We all need to know what is in God's heart.
我们都需要知道神的心意。
God is not a simple God.
神不是一个很简单的神。
Don't try to make him so simple.
不要把神变得太简单了。
Jeff, are you a simple man?
Jeff 弟兄，你是一个简单的人吗？
Tell me, are you a simple man? No.
他说不，他不是一个。
Who is simple here? Are you simple?
在这里谁是简单的
No, I think many of us, all of us here, not just many, all of us are very complicated.
其实在座我们每一个人都是非常复杂的
Right?
对
On one hand, I know Joseph.
一方面来说我认识 Joseph 弟兄
Quite a few years now.
我已经认识他好多年了
But on the other hand,
但是从另外一方面来说
There are many things about this man that's mysterious, I don't know.
这个人身上对我来说还有很多的奥秘是我不认识的。
Right? Do you know me?
你认识我吗?
Yes and no.
Do you know God? 也不认识。那你认识神吗?
You think to know God is simple?
你想认识神是一件简单的事吗?
Even just to know a simple man is so difficult.
光是认识一个人就这么不容易。
Let alone to know this wonderful God who created everything.
那么要认识这位创造万有的神。
Just recently, not too long ago, I heard somebody says, oh, don't make the triune God so complicated. He's so simple. I said, God is simple.
不久前我才听人说哎呀不要把神说得太复杂了这么简单的一位神我心里想说这位三一神是简单的吗
那你比神复杂了
Oh, if God is simple, then you're more complicated than God is.
Don't think we know him.
不要以为我们已经认识他了。
Nobody knows God to such an extent. It's impossible.
没有人能够这样完全的认识神，这是不可能的。
Right. But then in this wonderful book of Genesis,
但是在这本奇妙的创世纪这本书里
，God began to reveal Himself as the God of Abraham.
神就开始向我们启示，他是亚伯拉罕的神。
Do you know the God of Abraham?
你认不认识亚伯拉罕的神呢？
Not enough. How much do you know about the God of Abraham? Help me.
那你认识亚伯拉罕的神有多少
What kind of God is he?
他是怎样的一位神呢
You know, in Genesis chapter 12,
在创世纪十二章里
it just began to say, And the Lord had said to Abraham, Get out of your country, from your family, And from your father's house to a land that I will show you.
创世纪十二章起头，耶和华神就对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。”
It just says here, the Lord said to Abraham.
他这里只是说，耶和华神对亚伯兰说：“
耶和华神。” But when you go to Acts chapter 7,
但是你如果来读启示录第七章，
不是 Acts，
使徒行传，对不起，使徒行传
chapter 7 verse 2，
第七章第二节。
What did he say?
这里怎么说呢？
Stephen said, Brethren and father, listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham.
史提凡说，诸位父兄请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索不达米亚还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory
不得了
appeared to Abraham.
荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
The God of glory.
荣耀的神。
You know, we always say the Lord appeared, the Lord spoke. I hardly or seldom hear people saying the God of glory appeared.
我们常听弟兄姊妹们说神向我们显现，神对我们说话，但是我很难的听到人说荣耀的神向我显现。
The God of glory.
荣耀的神。
You know, when you come to the New Testament here,
当你来到新约里，
the knowledge of this wonderful God, Jehovah, the Lord, became the God of glory to them because they have seen the glory of the Lord.
这位耶和华神对他们成了一位荣耀的神，因为他们经历了看见了这位神。
The God of glory appeared.
荣耀的神显现了。
It should touch your heart.
这一点应该摸着我们的心。
If the God of glory can appear to Abraham,
如果荣耀的神能向亚伯拉罕显现，
Do you think he will not appear to you?
你想他不会向你显现吗？
Have you ever told God? Have you ever told him?
你有没有对神说过？
Since you as the God of glory have appeared to Abraham,
神啊，你是荣耀的神，你既然向亚伯拉罕显现，
Please appear also to me.
求你也向我显现。
Is Abraham better than you?
亚伯拉罕比你更好吗？
He came from a land of idol worship, Mesopotamia.
他从米索波大米这个敬拜偶像之地来的。
And I don't think he was any better than his ancestors.
我想他比起他的祖先们并没有多好。
But God had mercy on him.
但是神向他有怜悯。
Right. When God chose Noah,
当神拣选挪亚的时候，
it was because Noah was a righteous man.
因为挪亚是一位义人。
He walked with God.
他与神同行。
Right. He gained favor with God.
所以他在神的眼前蒙恩。
He must be a wonderful man.
他一定是一个很好的人。
And he was perfect in his generation.
他在他的世代中是一个完全人。
And what about Abraham?
那亚伯拉罕呢？
Nothing was said about him.
圣经没说他什么。
And all of a sudden, Abraham.Now the Lord said to Abraham, "Get out of your country."
突然之间，耶和华神对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、本家。”
That's right. To a land that I will show you.
往我所要指示你的地去。
Right, and then it says here.
然后说
，In verse 4, so Abraham departed as the Lord spoke to him, and then Lot went with him.And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
然后第四节就告诉我们，亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去， 亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
Right. But then in Acts chapter 7, it says, even before he dwelt in Haran, the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
但是使徒行传第七章告诉我们说，当这个亚伯拉罕还没有住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神就向他显现了。
Yeah. So, that means, before chapter 12, verse 1,
那意思就是说，在创世纪十二章的第一节之前，
God already appeared to Abraham and told him.
神已经向亚伯拉罕显现，而且告诉他了。
But it took him a long while to react to God speaking.
但是，等了好久，他才对神的话有反应。
I don't know how many years.
这里不晓得有多少年。
Many times when God appeared to us, we do not react immediately.
许多时候，当神向我们显现的时候，我们没有立刻向他有反应。
We are very slow to react.
我们是非常的迟钝。
I don't know how many years God has to repeatedly speak to you before you finally wake up and, okay, Lord, let me get out.
我不知道神需要多少年在我们身上一再的对我们说话，我们才醒悟过来，才起来。
So it says here,When he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran.
所以使徒行传告诉我们，当亚伯拉罕还在米索波达米亚，还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
Then when he was 75 years old, he departed from Haran.
等到他75岁的时候，创世纪十二章说，他才离开哈兰。
My point is this tonight.
今天晚上我的点在这里。
The God of Abraham firstly is a God of glory.
这位亚伯拉罕的神头一点就是他是这位荣耀的神。
You have to see his glory.
你必须要看见他的荣耀。
That means the Lord has to open our eyes, otherwise we will not react.
换句话说，神需要开我们的眼睛，要不然我们对他是没有反应的。
Yeah.First of all, we know that, oh, the Lord is our Savior, and I believe in Him, I'm saved, right?
头一点，当然我们知道神是我们的救主，我们相信他。
Yeah. But you know, although you believe,
但是你知道吗？虽然你相信，
yet your heart is being captured by so many things.
但是你的心还是被许多的事物所抓住。
You still love the world.
你还是爱这个世界。
You still love yourself.
你还是爱你的自己。
Right. You still could not leave, and whatever is capturing you or whatever you're holding on to.
你还是没有办法离开那个你手所抓或者是抓住你的那些东西。
And Abraham could have come out much earlier.
亚伯拉罕可能更早就可以从这个离开他这个本地本族本家。
And it was the God of glory that draws him.
乃是这位荣耀的神在那里吸引他。
But our eyes cannot see.
但是他的眼睛看不见。
You know, you cannot just be drawn, attracted, but what you just know with your mind.
你知道，你不可能光凭着你的头脑在这里受吸引。
So many believe.
许多人相信了。
But they don't see.
但是他们没有看见。
If you don't see the glory of God.
所以你如果没有看见神的荣耀。
If it is not the living God that really captures your heart.
如果今天不是这位活的神，荣耀的神抓住了你的心。
It will be very difficult for you to let go.
你就很不容易放下手中
所有的。Because the call of the God of glory to Abraham is come out.
因为神对亚伯拉罕的呼召乃是说你要离开。
Go to Africa, suppose the Lord says, come.
譬如说主说到非洲来。
Leave the Bay Area.
离开这个今年的湾区。
About that. Leave the Silicon Valley.
离开这里硅谷。
Even leave your family.
甚至离开你的家人。
How about leaving your father's house?
你父亲的家。
The country is still not so binding, right? It's a culture, right? The comfort, the culture, everything is there, right?
这个在这个国家里，一切都非常的舒适啊。
But a relative is more binding, right? The family.
那更重要的是，你的家庭是更多的能够抓住你的。
What about your father's house?
还有你父亲的家呢？
Do you want to leave it?
你要离开你父亲的家吗？你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
What will it take to ask you to leave everything?
要怎样才能叫你离开你所有的每一样事物？
Just salvation?
救恩吗？
You don't go to hell?
或者是你不会下地狱的应许？
Or, well, you know, the traditional preaching, you'll go to heaven by and by later.
或者是我传统所受的教导是渐渐的有一天我们要到天上去。
What will it take? Samuel, what will it take?
张弟兄，什么能使我们脱开这一切。
哇，还要管教啊。
He says discipline.
我看见了孩子被打还不听话。
I actually have seen kids being disciplined, they still will not obey.
Send your young.
Amen. It takes the glory of God.
Abraham saw the glory of God.
亚伯拉罕看见神的荣耀。
And not just once.
不仅一次。
Twice.
两次。
Five times.
五次。
Again.
一再的。
And again.
再一再的。
The appearing of the God of glory.
这位荣耀的神向他显现。
Doctrine will not attract you.
道理不能够吸引你。
It will make you understand.
它只会让你也许了解。
Hey, but you understand so many things, but no effect.
但今天你了解的事情很多，对你的影响并不多。
But the appearing of the God of glory.
但是荣耀的神向你显现。
That will work.
这个能够达到目标。
You think it's easy for Abraham to leave his country, his family, and then his father's house?
你想亚伯拉罕要离开他的本地、本族、本家容易吗？
Yeah. And this is the God of Abraham who calls us out. The calling.
这位就是亚伯拉罕的神在这里呼召他。
The first part of the calling is to come out.
头一个呼召就是要离开。
Because what God is doing is absolutely different than what we were and what we are in our natural state, in our fallen state.
因为神所要在我们身上做的是与我们所已过所事所知道所有的完全不同的。
Yeah.So those who heard God's calling, is always a coming out. It's always a coming out.
所以那些听见神呼召的，总是听见神说要离开。
Look at Exodus.
你看看出埃及记。
Yeah, there's a big Exodus out of Egypt.
在那里有一个很大的出来，从埃及地出来。
So without the God of glory.
若没有这位荣耀的神
，In reality, if you don't see His glory,
并且实际中我们若没有看见这位荣耀的神，
you cannot come out.
你就没有办法离开。
You know, many times we want to be saved, but we don't want to change.
许多的时候，我们盼望得着拯救，但是我们却不盼望被改变。
Because our concept of salvation is just all saved from His judgment, right?
因为我们的观念以为蒙恩蒙救赎就是从将来的审判被拯救出来。
But salvation is to save us out.
但是拯救乃是要救我们脱离，救我们离开。
Out of Egypt.
出埃及。
Out of Babylon.
从巴比伦出来。
Out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
从索多玛、俄摩拉被救出来。
Out of the world.
从世界。
Out of the flesh.
从我们的肉体。
Out of the rule of sin and death, the reign of sin and death.
从罪和死亡的权柄之下。
Out of ourself.
要从我们自己里被拯救出来。
If you don't see the God of glory,
你如果没有看见荣耀的神，
it's hard to get out.
很难离开。
It's hard to let go.
很难叫我们放手。
So Abraham, we can see here that the God of glory appeared to him.
所以在这里我们可以看见这位荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
Speaking to him.
对他说话。
You know, you may know the Bible.
你也许啊，熟悉圣经。
But it does not mean if you know the Bible, you already know God speaking.
但是你熟悉圣经并不表明你认识神对你说话。
To know the Bible is different than knowing God speaking to you personally.
认识圣经与认识神亲自对你说话是不同的。
And if God speaks to you,
如果神对你说话，
His glory will shine.
他的荣耀会彰显出来。
Every time God speaks to His prophets, His people,to Daniel, to Isaiah, to David, to so many people, to Abraham, it is accompanied by his glory.
每一次神对他的百姓说话，对亚伯拉罕说话，对但以理说话，对先知以赛亚说话，总是带着他的荣耀。
He always revealed his glory.
他总是将他的荣耀彰显出来。
Impossible for him to speak without showing his glory.
他对你说话却不彰显他的荣耀，这是不可能的。
You remember Moses?
你记得摩西吗？
How did God speak to him?
神怎么对他说话的呢？
The wonderful burning bush.
在那里，他看见火烧在荆棘上。
He saw the glory.
他看见了神的荣耀。
Isaiah saw the glory of the Lord.
以赛亚看见了神的荣耀。
All the prophets.
众先知们。
How about us?
那今天我们如何呢？
Do you think God doesn't want to show his glory to us anymore?
你以为神不再愿意向我们显明他的荣耀吗？
And if God appears to us, He will always call you out.
当神向我们显现的时候，他总是呼召我们要离开。
Right. That's what a church is called, what? Ecclesia.
这就是为什么教会是称作呼召出来的会众。
呼召出来。
To call, to come out. Have we come out?
不是得救了没有，是出来了没有。
It's not the matter whether we are saved. It is the matter whether we have come out.
是脱离了没有。
Have we come out, departed from it?
And are we set free or not?
我们今天是不是得着自由了，得着释放了？
So,We come back to the outline.
所以我们来看这个大纲。
Because here God spoke so much to Abraham.
神在这里 对亚伯拉罕说了这许多。
And it is really an amazing, wonderful, wonderful speaking of God to him.
实在是神对他说非常美好的话。
Praise the Lord, Abraham responded finally, right?
我们赞美神，因为亚伯拉罕终于对神有了反应。
He came out.
他就出来了，离开了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
You know, all the apostles of the Lord.
所有神的使徒们，主的使徒们。
Because the Lord of glory appeared to them.
因为神的荣耀向他们显现。
They all came out.
他们都离开了。
They dropped everything.
他们放下一切。
Right? All the fishermen.
那些渔夫们。
Matthew.
还马太这个税吏。Right?Yeah.
Paul dropped everything.
保罗他也是放下了一切。
Dropped.
都放下了一切。
Called out.
因为他们蒙呼召要出来。
I don't mean you should drop your job.
我不意思不是说你今天不要上班。
But all the chains have to be broken.
但是那个工作在你身上的捆绑需要被解
脱。Not that important anymore for you.
对你来说不应该是那样重，那继续那样的重要了。
You're not bound anymore.
你不再是受他的束缚了。
You see the glory of the Lord.
当你看见神的荣耀。
Nothing is more important.
没有什么事情是那样重要的。
When I was a student, I saw the glory of the Lord. Nothing is important.
当我还做学生的时候，我看见神的荣耀，我就觉得没有什么事物对我来说是那样重要的。
Doesn't mean that I've decided to wow do so much for God. No,
并不是说当时我就决定说我要为神做这做那，不是这样的。
No, but nothing became important to me anymore.
而是在我身上没有其他一样其他的事物是那样的重要。
I'm free.
我得着释放了。
It doesn't matter what He wants me to do. That's His business.
无论神要我做什么，这是他定规的。
But I'm free.
但是我今天已经自由了。
Then you're free to follow the Lamb.
你
follow the living God.
这样你才能够自由的来跟随这位羔羊，这位活的神。
Whether you're carrying on the job,
无论你还留着职业在职
，whatever you are doing,
或者无论你做什么
，nothing will bind you.
再没有什么东西能够捆绑你了。
Free to follow him.
你能够自由的来跟随主。
Abraham was made free.
亚伯拉罕，主使他得自由。
This is God's calling.
这是神的呼召。
Then,
其次
you can really see God gave him some wonderful promises.
神接着就给他许多美好的应许。
Something much better than where he came from.
比他所出之地
更好。Really? But in God's promises to Abraham,
在神对亚伯拉罕的应许中
God revealed his heart's desire.
神就把他心意所喜爱的启示出来。
Firstly, he said, I will make you a great nation.
头一点神说我要使你成为大国。
My goodness.
不得了。
God's nation.
神的国。
You think it is a small thing?
你以为这是小事吗？
In order to know this nation, you have to know Israel.
你要认识这个国，你就需要认识以色列。
Because out of Abraham, God is going to Gain a nation, a nation.
因为从亚伯拉罕，神要得着一个国。
What is a nation?
一个国是什么呢？
Is it just a society?
只是一个团社会吗？社会团体吗？
Is it just a family?
只是一个家族吗？
Is it just a business?
只是一个生意吗？
What is it?
这国是什么？
A kingdom.
国是一个国度。
Whose kingdom?
谁的国度？
Whose kingdom was Israel?
以色列是谁的国度？
God's kingdom.
是神的国度。
Who's supposed to be the king, Abraham?
在神的国度里，谁应该做王啊？ 是亚伯拉罕吗？
No.
不。
God himself will be the king.
当然是神自己是这个君王。
Well, all of a sudden we realize that God's purpose in creating us is to gain a kingdom.
这样突然我们就开始领会神创造我们的目的乃是要得着一个国度。
Because at the very end of the Bible, you see the kingdom. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, because the kingdoms of this world has now become the kingdom of God and the kingdom of his Christ.
所以在启示录末了，你就看见这个国度，这个全地要成为我主和我主基督的国。
Why? Why?
为什么呢？
Because the whole world today is usurped by Satan.
因为今天整个世界都已经被撒旦所掳了去了。
And God wants to use us to regain his kingdom and cast out this devil.
神要借助我们在这里得回他的国度，要把撒旦驱逐出去。
The church is not only the house of the living God.
所以教会不仅是活神的家，
It's not only the body of Christ.
不仅是基督的身体，
It's not only a golden lampstand shining.
还不只是一个明亮的金灯台，
But it is the kingdom.
教会更是神的国度。
That's why the Lord asked us to pray, Father, thy kingdom come.
所以主就教导我们祷告说，父啊，你的国，愿你的国降临。
The kingdom.
这是国度。
Don't underestimate the matter of the kingdom.
不要低估了国度这件事情。
This is the first promise God gave to Abraham.
这是神给亚伯拉罕的头一个应许。
I will make you, out of you, a great nation.
我要使你成为一个大国。
People,
成为一个人民
，a nation of priests,
成为一个祭司的国度。
Wow, this is really something.
这真是了不得的事。
Because it is going to defeat the enemy.
因为这一个能够打败神的仇敌。
Many times we are just for ourselves.
许多时候我们所在意的就是我们自己。
Because we don't fully grasp what is in God's heart.
因为我们没有完全明白神心意中所要的是什么。
Tell me, when the Lord comes back, what is he going to be?
请你告诉我，当我们的主再回来的时候，他要做什么？
Of course, on one hand, he's coming back as the bridegroom. No doubt about that.
当然，从一方面来说，他来是那个 新郎要来迎娶新妇。
He is the bridegroom and we are the bride.
他是新郎，我们是新妇。
This talks about our loving relationship with him.
这一点是说到我们与他之间那个爱的关系。
Well, we need to have such a relationship with the Lord.
我们与主应该有这样的关系。
But on the other hand, he is coming as a king of kings.
但是从另外一方面来说，他回来乃是万王之王。
He's going to rule over the nations.
他要辖管列国。
And we are going to be co-kings with him.
并且我们要与他一同作王。
This is God's plan.
这是神的计划。
Amen. That's why it says making Abraham the heir of the world.
所以第二点就说到，要使亚伯拉罕来承受这个世界。
This is the promise.
这是神的应许。
In Romans 4:13,
在罗马书第四章十三节里，
We are going to inherit the nations, the kingdom, and rule over them.
我们要承受世界，承受列国，与他一同作王。
Right, and you can read all the verses yourself.
你们回去可以读这后面其他的经节。
This is really wonderful.
这实在是美好。
Because this is God's heart.
因为这是神心上的事情。
太大了。
It's a great thing. Too great.
We are just concerned about our own little meeting.
我们所在意的只是我们自己的聚会。
Like in denominations.
就像今天在宗派里面。
But you have to see the big picture also.
但是你今天也需要看见这整幅的大的图画。
The whole Bible talks about it.
因为全本的圣经都说到这事。
The whole scripture.
整本的圣经。
Israel.
说到以色列。
What is Israel? Tell me.
什么是以色列呢？
Right. It is a kingdom.
是一个国度。
And God wants to use Israel to rule over the whole earth at that time.
在那时候，神要借着以色列来治理全地。
But Israel didn't want it.
但是以色列没有成功。
They didn't know what is in God's heart.
他们不认识神心的神的心意是
什么。And then when the new covenant came, this kingdom.Becomes a heavenly kingdom.
等到这个新约里得着这个王，成为一个天国的王。
No, it's a kingdom, 国度，天国的国度啊，天国。Yeah. And the Lord is a king.
主自己是天国的主。
The earthly Jerusalem becomes a heavenly city of God.
地上的耶路撒冷成为天上这个神的城。属天的神的城。
The earthly Zion now becomes the heavenly Zion.
这个地上的锡安要成为天上的锡安。
Paul wrote in Hebrews 12, we have received an unshakable kingdom.
保罗在希伯来书说到，我们要承受一个不能被震动的国。
This is...Great.
这是何等的大的一件事。
This is really amazing.
真是令人惊奇的。
Right. Then let's continue quickly.
然后继续往下。
And God's promise includes a wonderful blessing.
在神的应许中还有着美好的祝福。
A wonderful blessing.
非常美好的祝福。
What is this blessing?
这个祝福是什么呢？
Galatians tells us it is the promise of the Spirit.
加拉太书第三章告诉我们说，这个应许的祝福就是圣灵。
And this Spirit is the reality of the Triune God Himself to be our blessing.
这个圣灵呢，就是三一神成为我们祝福的实际。
If we read Galatians here,
我们一起来读读加拉太书。
The promise of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 3.
说应许给我们的圣灵，加拉太书第三章。
2 to 3.
二节三节。
Galatians chapter 3, right? Did we say here?
加拉太书第三章。
14 to 16.
14节到16节。
That a blessing of Abraham might come upon the nations, the Gentiles, in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Amen. 这便叫亚伯拉罕的福。因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
Amen. Now to Abraham, verse 16, and his seed were the promises made. He does not say to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Christ.
第十六节。所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指着一个人，就是基督。
Amen. That means already through Abraham, God's promise is that Christ will come.
意思就是说，当神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，就说到基督要来。
Through Abraham.
借着亚伯拉罕来。
Because through Abraham, the seed will come.
借着亚伯拉罕这个后裔要来。
That is why in Genesis chapter 1, in the genealogy, or Matthew chapter 1, in genealogy.
这就是你看到你读马太福音第一章这个基督耶稣的家谱的时候。
He is the son of Abraham.
说到他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
He is the seed of Abraham.
他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And through this Christ, the promise of the Spirit is given.
然后借着这一位基督呢，这个圣灵的应许赐给我们。
What is the Spirit?
那么圣灵是什么呢？
It's nothing less than the very wonderful God Himself through Christ Jesus now given to us to come into us.
这位圣灵就是这位神，经过耶稣基督成为圣灵赐给我们。
God has promised all of this to Abraham.
神把这一切都应许给了亚伯拉罕。
So to know the God of Abraham is to know the Father with all of His wonderful will that is hidden in Him. You have to know.
所以认识亚伯拉罕就是认识这一位神和他里面所隐藏的旨意。
Because if you don't know the Father, you will not know His will.
因为你若不认识父神，你不会明白他的旨意。
The God of Abraham revealed all of His will that is hidden in His heart to him, to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的神就是说到神把他心意中所有的都向亚伯拉罕启示出来。
And then there is another wonderful thing.
那这里还有一个美好的事。
The inheritance.
就是产业，承受的产业。
My.God is going to give us a wonderful inheritance.
啊，不得了！神要给我们有很好的产业。
Of course, we all know that the land of Canaan was the promised land in the Old Testament days, right?
但我们知道，在旧约时代，那个应许的美地就是迦南地。
But that was only a shadow.
但不过是影儿。
It was only a type.
不过是一个预表。
And that inheritance was Christ.
那个产业就是指着基督。
Right. You have to know your inheritance.
你一定要认识你所有的这个产业。
Because according to the Bible,
因为根据圣经来说
becoming a son is so important because you are constituted an heir.
你做一个儿子是非常重要的，因为是儿子你就是承受产业的那一位。
So what is our inheritance?
那今天我们所承受的产业是什么呢？
What is our inheritance?
我们所承受的产业是什么呢？
Tell me.
请你们告诉我。
What is your inheritance?
你今天得做了什么样的产业？
Christ as what kind of a Christ is it? What do you mean when you say Christ is my inheritance?
他说基督。但是你说基督是我的产业，什么意思呢？
Right.
没有错。
But what kind? Is it money? Trillion?
基督是我们的产业，
Dollars,
没有错。
Euros? Or is it salvation? Or is it what?
是怎样的产业？是钱财吗？
All the fullness of God. How do you get it? Do you have it now? All the fullness?No? Right? No, why not? Isn't it yours already?
That is why we need to know the scriptures.
It is a good land.
基督成为我们的美地。
That's why Colossians says he qualified us to.Inherit the lot, the allotment. Just Paul, in Paul's mind, Jesus Christ is the reality of that vast and wonderful land.
所以哥罗西说，说我们今天得着资格，能够承受那一块地啊。在保罗这样说的这个时候，他里面有个观念，乃是承受这一个这个广阔的这一块的地，美地。
Suppose your dad gave you my 500 acres in Mountain View.
假设你的父亲让你承受在 Mountain View 这个城市里500亩的地。
What are you going to do with it?
你要怎么办呢？
If you do nothing with it, you got nothing.
你如果守着这个地什么也不做，你就一无所得。
So what do you have to do? Build a basketball court and play basketball?
你拿这个地要怎么办？你只是盖一个篮球场在那打篮球吗？
What do you do with it?
你有了这个地怎么办？
Of course, today in our society, well, you're going to build a lot of apartment and sell it, and then well, you got a lot of money, and then you spend it. Then at the end, you have nothing. Right?
但今天这个时代，人也许就在这个地上盖了很多的公寓，卖出去得了很多的钱，然后就把钱这个花掉了，到最后什么也没有。
But not for the people of God.
但对神的百姓不是这样。
They need to labor on the good land.
他们需要在美地上，在那里经营劳力。
They need to work on it.
他们要在美地上来工作。
Sow the seeds.
在这里
They need to have a plantation.
在这里翻土，在这里撒种，在这里种植收割。
They need to grow to have a harvest.
借着这个地，他们就得着这个收获。
But if you're lazy,
但是如果你懒惰，
you don't do anything with your inheritance.
你在你所承受的这个美地上什么都不做。结果你就没有可吃的
，no harvest，
你没有收获。
Suppose you have a garden at home，
假定今天你在家里有个院子
，what do you do with your garden？
你在院子里做些什么
？Oh, you love flowers, so you plant flowers。
也许你爱花，你就种好多的花。
Oh, you plant beautiful orchids。
也许种兰花，很美的兰花。
Can you eat orchids？
兰花好不好吃？
不好吃。Love orchids。
但是你很爱兰花。
But it cannot give you life.
但是兰花没有办法给你生命。
Why don't you plant cherries?
那你好不好种点这个樱桃啊，或者是苹果啊，或者是牛油果啊，
oranges，
或者橘子啊。
Isn't it good?
好不好啊？
And then raise some chicken.
也许养几只鸡啊。
Right. And some sheep.
还有一些羊。
Right. Some goats.
山羊。
That will really become the riches for you to enjoy.
这些就成为那个你能够享受的丰富。
This is a picture given to us in the scriptures.
这是照着圣经所给我们看见的一幅图画。
God wants you to have a harvest.
神要我们在中间有所收获。
Why?
为什么呢？
Just for yourself?
只是为着你自己吗？
No, the top ten.You have to bring it to Jerusalem to offer up to the Father.
不，那上好守神的十分之一，你要带到耶路撒冷来献给父神。
The first fruits go to the Father.
那初熟的果子献给父神。
The firstborn of the cattle, you have to bring to the Father.
牛群中的头生的带来献给父神。
If you don't plant anything, you will not have any harvest.
你如果不种植，你就不会有收获。
You're right. It's a wonderful inheritance.
你说的没有错，这是美地，很好的一个。
But if you don't labor on Christ, you get nothing.
但是你若不在基督里努力经营，你就一无所得。
You read Philippians again.
你要读读腓立比书。
Paul was a person who labors on Christ.
保罗说，他乃是在基督里经营的，劳力经营的。
He wants to gain more of Christ.
因为他要更多的得着基督。
Have you not read the church is God's farm?
你有没有读过教会乃是神的田地呢？
What do you do with the farm?
田地你做什么？
What do we do in the farm?
我们今天在田地上要做什么
？Suppose you have a farm, what do you do with it?
假设今天你有一个农场，你做什么
？Maybe build a vineyard or something, right?
也许
orchard
种个葡萄园，种个果园
，raise some cattle，
养一些牛。
Right? Why not? You can do a lot of things that are alive, living something.That is alive.
可以做许多事情是活的。
This is important.
这很重要的事。
Our inheritance is not something that is static.
我们今天所承受的不是一个静态啊没有改变的东西。
Not a car, no.
不是一辆车子。
Not an airplane.
不是一架飞机
，but it's a wonderful farm.
乃是一个非常美好的农庄。
This is our Christ today.
这就是今天我们的基督。
Day by day, Colossians says you have to walk in Him.
这个哥罗西书告诉我们说，一天过一天，我们要在他里面行走、行动。
You have to walk in Him.
你必须在他里面行动生活。
As you have received this inheritance, so walk in Him.
你既然我们今天承受了这样的一个产业，我们就需要在他里面生活行动。
Then on the other hand,
那从另外一方面来说
，Let us just read Hebrews chapter 11.
我们读一读希伯来书第十一章。
And then we stop here.We have the verses written here, verses 8 to 10.
十一章八节到十节。
By faith, Abraham dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去出去的时候还不知往哪里去他因着信就在所应许之地做客好像在异地居住帐篷、
He waited for the city which has foundation whose builder and maker is God
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
Right, verse 16.
然后十六节。
Right, but now they desire a better that is a heavenly country.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
所以神被称为他们的神并不以为耻因为他已经给他们预备了一座城
Right. So you have to really see that Canaan, the good land was on this earth.
所以你们实在是要看见这个美地今天是在地上的
That was not whatReally, the reality of God's promise is for Abraham.
在地上的不是神真实所应许给亚伯拉罕。
That was only a shadow.
那不过是一个影儿。
What Abraham was looking for is a heavenly city.
亚伯拉罕在那里所等候的却是一位属天的城，一个属天的城。
That's right. And today,
那今天呢
？The church.
教会
something heavenly,
乃是一个属天的
not earthly,
不是属地的
And who is the builder? Who is the designer? Who is the maker?
谁是这个设计者？谁是建造者？
It says here, whose builder or designer, architect and maker, who is the builder, is God himself.
在这里他告诉我们说，这座城就是神所经营、所建造的。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
This is the culmination of what God's goal is with all of us.
这就是神今天在我们身上旨意的终极的成就。
Very important.
非常重要的。
It is a vision.
这是一个意象。
Paul called it a heavenly vision.
保罗说这是一个属天的一个意象。
Not something earthly.
不是属地的。
But the Lord has to use something earthly to make us understand the heavenly vision.
主乃是借着地上的事物让我们能明白属天的事情。
Today's reality is the spirit.
今天实际是在这个灵里。
Don't think spiritual things are not visible.
不要以为啊，属灵的事物是看不见的。
It is invisible for our physical eyes.
我们的肉眼来说，属灵的事是看不见的。
But it does not mean that it's invisible.
但是不是说属灵的事是看不见的。
It is visible for our inner eyes.
就着我们内里的眼睛来说，这是看得见的。
We see the invisible.
我们能看见那肉眼所不见的。
And that is, we can take a look at it tomorrow, that is the faith.
明天我们就来看，那就是信心。
It's a wonderful faith.
非常美好的信心。
Abraham, the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕成为信心的父。
Tomorrow we can see that.
明天我们来看。
But tonight you need to see the vision.
但是今天晚上我们都要看见这一幅的图画，这个意象。
And this wonderful vision has something to do with the Father.
而且这个意象呢，乃是与父神有关系。
The will of the Father.
父神的旨意。
You know, according to the scriptures.
照着圣经说。
When it's talking about the Father.
当他提说父神的时候。
It is always the Father's purpose.
总是说到父神的旨意
，the Father's plan，
父神的计划
，the Father's choice before the foundation of the world，
父神在创世之前在我们身上的拣选
，the wonderful purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus before the world began，
在创世之前，他在基督耶稣里所定的心意
，which is hidden in Himself。
这个心意是隐藏在他自己里面的。
And so we need to have the revelation to see.
所以我们今天需要有意象来看见这个心意。
Right. We need to have a spirit of revelation.
我们需要有一个启示的灵。我们今天需要有这样的启示来看见这件事。
That means the Father has to show us.
换句话说，父神必须要给我们看见。
That is why when the Lord Jesus came to this earth,
这就是为什么主耶稣基督要来到世上。
He came absolutely to fulfill the will of the Father.
他来到世上是绝对的要成就父神的旨意。
What about us today?
那今天我们该怎么办呢？
Are we so absolute for the Lord's will?
我们是不是绝对的为着父神的旨意呢？
Truly seek.After the will and the purpose of God our Father,
我们是不是真实的在这里寻求我们父神的旨意，我们天父的旨意
？Many times I thought I knew.
许多时候，我以为我已经知道了。
Then I realized I still didn't know.
然后我就才了解我并不认识。
Because God's will is so great.
因为神的旨意是这样的伟大。
In the Bible,
在圣经里。
God's will is not just one thing.
神的旨意不是只有一件事情。
Just like you.
像你一样。
You're a father.
你今天也做了父亲。
You're a husband.
你做了一个丈夫。
You're also a businessman.
你也是一个生意人。
You're so also an employee.
你也做一个雇工、
a Christian.
员工。你还是一个基督徒。
Right? And what else you are?
你还是些什么？
Much more, right?
还有更多呢，对吗？
You think God's purpose is just limited to just one point?
你以为神的心意 只限制在一个点上吗？
Our God is big.
我们的神是极其伟大的。
His purpose is great.
他的旨意是极其伟大的。
There's so many aspects.
有许多的方面。
And different angles.
有不同的角度。
And different views.
不同的方面。
Unsearchable.
是
Unsearchable, 测不透。
是测不透的。
It's too rich, too rich.
太丰富了。
Because it's God.
因为他是神呢。
What is the church?
那教会呢？
Isn't the church has only one definition?
教会只有一个定义吗？
I'm discovering more and more. Oh my goodness. It's much, 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 much more bigger than I thought it is.
我慢慢发现是越来越多，越来越多。远超过我当初所想的。
It has so many aspects.
有这许多的方面。
Dealing with so many things in this universe.
应付对付这宇宙中这许多的事情。
What about USA?
美国呢？
You think it's a simple country?
你以为美国是个很简单的国家吗？
It's a very complicated, a complex.
是一个非常复杂的。一个国家。
The church is not simple.
教会不那么简单。
May the Lord open our eyes.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
If it were so simple, it would have been done and finished a long time ago.
如果教会是那么简单，那么早神的心意早就成功了。
Too many aspects.
有太多的方面。
So you have to know the Father.
所以你必须要认识这位父神。
To let the Father open his heart to you, show me.
让父神敞开他的胸怀。
You have shown.
说父啊，让我能看见。
You have shown Abraham so much.
你给亚伯拉罕看见这许多。
You promised him so much.
你向他有这许多的应许。
You told him why he has to come out.
你也告诉他为什么他需要离开。
The goal is so wonderful.
你给他的这个目标是如此的美好。
Do you want to know?
你要不要知道？
Then you ask the Father.
你就要向父神来求。
If you pray, Father, Thy will be done on earth.
你如果祷告说，父啊，愿你的旨意行在地上。
Then the Father will say, Well, let me show you my will.
父神就会说。让我先给你看见我的心旨意是什么。
It is not simple.
不那么简单。
Oh, if you just look at the universe, you already know it is so complex.
你光看看这个宇宙，你就知道是何等的复杂。
It is really complex.
非常复杂。
And he created it.
是他创造的。
With such a complex universe.
这样一个复杂的宇宙。
You think God's plan and purpose is simple.
你想创造他的这位神，他的计划是很简单的吗？
Then we don't know the Father.
如果是这样的话，我们真是不认识我们的父神。
Then we really don't know the Father.
我们实在不认识我们的父神。
He is not simple.
他不是那样简单的。
So the God of Abraham represents God the Father. Is a figure of God the Father.
所以亚伯拉罕的神是表征，这位父神，父神。
That is why Abraham offered up his son, just like God the Father offered up his beloved son.
这就是为什么亚伯拉罕把他的儿子献上，向父神把他的儿子为我们摆上。
That is one of the most wonderful type of our beloved Father who gave us his only begotten Son.
这实在是我们父神最美好的一个预表。他为着爱我们把他的独生爱子为我们摆上。
But remember,
但是请记得
if we are coming to him, the Father of lights.
我们若是来到这位众光之父
，He planned everything according to the good pleasure of His will.
我们就要看见他是照着他心意所喜悦的来安排每一件事情。
That is in Ephesians chapter 1.
这就是以弗所书第一章所说的。
And again I say, don't think His plan is simple.
我再说，千万不要以为神的计划是很简单的。
The more I know,
我越认识
the more I don't know.
我越觉得我 不够认识。
Honestly.
真实的。
I'm not trying to be humble.
我不是只是装作谦卑。
I'm trying to be honest.
我只是很诚实的说。
That's why even today I don't feel qualified to share anything.
这就是为什么即使今天我也觉得我不够资格交通任何事情。
Because no human language is adequate to explain his will.
因为人的语言没有办法来解释这位荣耀丰富的神。
But only he can reveal it to you.
只有他自己只有他能够把他自己向你来启示。
May God have mercy on us.
愿神真是怜悯我们。
To give us such a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
给我们这样一个智慧和启示的灵。
Amen.
Let us have some prayers. 我们再一同有一些祷告。